XRP and the Clarity Act, the September 15th test that could reset crypto's rulebook. The date crypto traders keep pointing to is September 15th, when the market treats the Clarity Act as reaching a real test in Congress. The bill would divide oversight of digital assets between the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. And for XRP holders, it carries a specific promise, a legal framework that finally settles whether the token is a security, a commodity, or something in between. As of September 9, 2026, XRP trades at 1.42, up 2% over the prior 24 hours, one of the stronger moves in a flat market where Bitcoin sits at $78,795 and barely budged on the day. The interest is easy to read. XRP spent years as the central example of what happens when an asset's legal status is left unresolved. A bill that assigns a clear regulator would remove the ambiguity that has shadowed the token since its earliest exchange listings. The bill and the classification question. The Clarity Act's core mechanic is jurisdictional. Assets that behave like commodities would fall to the CFTC, while those that function as securities would stay with the SEC. That division matters more for some tokens than others. For XRP, which has been argued over in exactly those terms, a statutory line drawn by Congress would carry weight that no single enforcement action or settlement can match. A clear classification changes practical things downstream. Exchanges make listing and delisting decisions partly on legal exposure. Custodians weigh which assets they will hold for institutional clients based on regulatory certainty. Payment and card programs that touch a token have to consider how it is treated before building around it. Ambiguity is a cost that gets priced into all of those decisions, and a law that removes it lowers that cost across the board. The date is a marker, not a guarantee. Here is the part worth reading carefully. September 15th is a pressure point that the market has fixed on, not a confirmed final passage into law. Congressional timelines slip. A committee marker, a procedural vote, or a target date is not the same as a signed statute, and treating the two as identical is how disappointment gets manufactured. The recent record backs up the caution. The House delayed its September session, which pushed back the very floor time the crypto industry was counting on for this bill. Prediction market activity has reflected the doubt, too. Traders have staked over $1 million on the Clarity Act, failing to clear its expected timeline. That is not a prediction of the outcome, but it is a signal that sophisticated money is pricing real risk of delay rather than assuming a clean win. So the honest framing is that September 15th is a test the bill has to pass, not a finish line it has already reached. A positive move that day would be meaningful. A slip would not be surprising, and it would not necessarily kill the bill, only push it further out. The stakes reach past XRP. The stakes reach past XRP. A working framework that separates SEC and CFTC authority would give the entire market a rulebook it has been operating without. That affects how tokens get listed in the United States, how stablecoin-based spending products are structured, and how firms decide whether to serve American users at all. Regulatory clarity in the U.S. tends to ripple outward, shaping how providers in the United States and abroad design their onboarding and compliance. For anyone holding XRP or building around it, the practical takeaway is to separate the signal from the noise. Price moves tied to a legislative date are reactions to expectation, not to law. Until a bill is actually voted through and signed, the classification remains unsettled regardless of what the calendar says.